Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. How are you? Wonderful. Well, I hope you can absolutely hear. I am in a remote location this morning. Happy July 5th to each and every one of you. I don't think I've spoken to you. And the whole weekend has been a great, wonderful weekend. I truly enjoyed it. Today, we have an awesome topic today. It's an exciting topic. A lot of people are talking about being fulfilled, living fulfilled, and we just want to be in the chat room there. Can you hear the show? If you could just, well, I don't know if you could type in or not. You're signed in as a guest. We welcome you to the show. We welcome you those to the show who are listening today by switchboard. And I know you probably don't want to ask a question or raise your hand, but if you can hear the show, just hit the number one key, and that will let me know that you can hear me loud and clear, because I want to make sure that you get all of this. Okay, so, yes, I believe you can hear. Well, we're going to just get started on the 8 keys to living a fulfilled life. And we want to talk about what it means to actually be fulfilled. What does that mean? Living the fulfilled life. I mean, we see so much in the media, you know, television, we're bombarded with all kinds of thoughts and concepts and ideas, and sometimes, you know, it can be overwhelming. Some people live their whole lives never having fulfilled their destiny, their dreams, their desires. Well, we were talking about this yesterday. I was in a discussion with some family members at a cookout, and we were talking about, there was a woman there who was listening to myself and my cousin discuss some of the things that we're working on, some of the projects that we're involved in, and after about 15 minutes of conversation or so, she chimed in, and she said, you know what, I'm really happy to see you young men. She was about probably my mother's age, and she said, I'm really happy to see you young ladies, you women talk like this. She said, because a lot of times, you know, people feel like they've missed it. They're too old. She said, typically, you know, I don't hear women in your age group talking like you all are talking, and with your excitement about what you're doing. We're talking about working on college degrees, starting businesses, traveling, doing some things that are important to the work of ministry and the other kinds of work that we're in. And so it was truly just really hit home to me that this message needs to go forth. That people need to know that now is the time. Today is the hour to get it done. It is not too late. You know, there's a people pass around and they share information on Facebook, and people share, there is a page on there that says, don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you. And the same thing is true as it relates to your goals and dreams in terms of your education, your career, your profession, your vocation. Don't give up on God. It is not too late. You can still live a fulfilled life. And when we look at being fulfilled, we look at things like being complete. You know, do you feel complete? What would it take for you to feel complete? You might want to write these questions down and then later go back and answer them. What would it take for you to feel complete? Do you feel whole in all the various areas, the main areas of our lives, career, family, relationships, finances, health, our spiritual life, our physical self when it comes to exercise, eating right, when it comes to our finances? Do we have enough money in case of an emergency? Most of us don't. Most people have just enough to get by, which isn't the worst thing in the world because God is our ultimate source. But how do you feel? Okay, I think I have a question, and I'm going to come back because I want to get to these eight Ps. So I believe I have a question. Caller 386-479, do you have a question or a comment? Yes, caller 386. Okay, let me see. There's another caller from 386. Let me see if that person has a call. Caller 386, do you have, I see your hand is up. Caller 386-532.
That's Daya. Hi.
Good morning. You're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Daya Debbie Doolin. I'm calling from Central Florida.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, and welcome to the call this morning. Can you hear us loud and clear?
I just pushed another button that would bring you up a little bit louder. It was kind of soft.
Okay.
But I can hear you now.
Okay, great, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm actually not recording in my standard location. I'm actually on the road. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, so I'm not in the area of normally like that. So that could be some of the problem. But wonderful. Did you have a comment or a question today?
Not yet, no. Just wanted to let you know I'm here. Okay.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Great. Okay, well, I'll take you back off and I'll continue the call.
Okay.
Okay, good morning, and welcome each and every person. Again, if you just tuned in to Coach LaLisa. We're here right here every Monday through Friday morning. Today I want to give you the eight keys to living a fulfilled life. We said that this is a topic today that is on the minds of a lot of people. A lot of people are talking about being fulfilled, living your destiny, but what exactly do you need in order to live a fulfilled life? Again, we're looking at some things about being fulfilled, like being complete and whole, talking about just like a machine that's running properly. It's being utilized to the maximum of what it was created to do. It's like you take a building. Some of you, let's just imagine where you live, your home or your apartment, your condo, wherever you may live. Imagine having, you know, say eight rooms, but you're only utilizing two of those rooms, and the other rooms are empty. But imagine having those rooms filled up and being utilized. That's what you can imagine. Is your life totally fulfilled? Are you being utilized in all the key areas? You know, our hearts, our minds, our souls. Is every area regulated and in balance in what God would have for us? Well, we want to be fulfilled. We want to be empowered to be fulfilled. We're not saying that it's easy. It is not the easiest thing for many people because of our surroundings, because of the things that are around us, because of the things that there are just so many people, there are so many things that can come against us, the obstacles that can get in our way to take us off of being fulfilled. So here are some things that you want to do. Number one, you first want to allow God to fill you up. He is the one who knows everything about you. He's not surprised when we go through things. He's not surprised when we celebrate joy. He's not surprised when we're sad or when we're glad. He's not surprised when we're up or down. God knows everything about us. And He is that's the first place we're going to start with living a fulfilled life. We must get Him there. There's no such thing as being fulfilled without having God as your head or your center. Everything else, you're just pretty much running like on a treadmill. You're running with no end. There will be no end to a thing that you're doing. There will be no satisfaction. There will be no real joy. There will be no fulfillment without having God as your center, as your main source. He is the one that's going to hold all the other seven keys. You must start with allowing God to build. He's like, you know, like on a computer, you have an operating system, and that operating system keeps everything else going. It doesn't mean you don't have PowerPoint and Excel, and Microsoft Word, whatever other applications you put on the computer. But without an operating system, you're dead in the water. You absolutely have nothing. So that's what it's like to have God at the head of our life. And again, we welcome all of those in the chat room, and we welcome you. If you have a question or you want to put it in the chat room, please put it in. So number one, you want God to fill you up. You want to go to Him. You want to allow Him to do this. That's where you start. Number two, now you want to know who you are. Once you know who God is, and once you allow Him to fill you up, now you want to know, who are you? Spend some time with yourself. Don't look at situations in your life when you are by yourself as being lonely. Look at these periods as time to get to know you. Who are you? What are your dreams and goals? You know, the Word of God says that He will give us the desires of our hearts. So what's your desire? What do you desire? Not what your parents desire, not what your children desire, not what your coworker, your neighbor, your best girl, your friend, your homeboy, you know, your buddy that you hang out with. What are you about? Get to know who you are. Do you like fast things or slow things? You know, some people, if they would just move to another city, their life would explode. Maybe you live in the wrong town and you don't even know it. A lot of people think they know who they are, but they really don't. So get to know who you are. Do you like working in a fast-paced environment or a slow-paced? You know, many people have taken jobs that just aren't suited for them. The pace of the job is not suited. The work of the job is not suited. The people that they have to deal with on the job, they're not suited to be in connection with those people. Remember, God has a plan for your life. So you really need to know who you are and what you are about. Now, the third key, living fulfilled, we're talking about really living with that inner peace. We're talking about being able to, when you walk in the room, people should know that there's something about him or her. When you walk into the room without you saying one word, not about your outfit, but it's about you have a glow about you. There's an allure about you. People know there's something about you. You want to, this is the kind of fulfillment we're talking about. Third thing you want to do is you want to discover your purpose. You have a purpose. God, what am I here to do? What did you purpose for me? What would you have me to do that is essential that I do it in order to live a fulfilled life? Like for me, being a coach, being a life coach, that's part of Lalisa's fulfillment. Being a motivational speaker, that's fulfillment for myself. Being a person that cares about wellness and health. Yeah, I may not be 100% yet, but I know that's a part of my wholeness, and I'm striving in that area. Financial stability. That is also a place where that's my purpose. My purpose on this earth is to be financially stable. I'm supposed to be a lender, not a borrower. Borrowing is something that I got trapped in because I did not know my purpose. I did not know who I really was. I didn't know that I could live happy, whole, and free. So I got trapped in borrowing. Borrowing leads to debt. Debt leads to more borrowing. More borrowing leads to more debt. And before you know it, you're in so deep that it'll take you almost a lifetime to get back out. But we can get out, and we must get out, because today is the first day for the rest of our life. And so each and every day that we wake up is an opportunity. Which leads me to key number four, which is relish the moment. Relish the moment. You know, Dale Carnegie, a very famous leader and trainer, he talks about living in day-tight compartments. You know, you got to live in what you're in right now, and you have to relish that moment. Because if not, we'll get on the treadmill of always trying to get somewhere and never ending up there. But if we relish the moment, every move we make will be important. Every move we make will be a part of our destiny and our fulfillment. Enjoy right now. Enjoy whatever time it is. If it's downtime, learn to relish that. Thank God for that. Because you know what? That downtime is going to help you for your next move. When you get up again, you will be able to stay up longer because you'll remember when you were down. You know, downtime helps us to be humble. You know, God told us to be humble ourselves. And he said he would exalt us to very, very, very high places. So we need to relish the moment. Relish the job that we have. Relish the friends that we have right now. God is going to bring new people into our lives. We're going to be able to go to the next level. But we need to relish where we are right today. That's number four. Number five, we need to learn contentment. You know, a lot of people are just so not content with almost anything. How can you be fulfilled if you're not content? That's like opposite. We want to live fulfilled, but we're not content. It won't happen. We must learn to be content. You know, I love what the writer Paul says in one of his epistles. He says, I know how to be both abased and I know how to be abound. So we have to, he says, but in all things I'm content. We must be content with where we are. You cannot live fulfilled if you're not content with where you are. And it's really hard for God to move you to a place of fulfillment and contentment when you're not content where you are, because the message that you say to him is, I don't know how to be content. I don't know how to be fulfilled. Therefore, he knows that whatever he gives us, we would not be satisfied. We would not be happy. Some people think that if they had a bigger car, bigger home, bigger job, bigger bank account, bigger accolades, bigger this, bigger that, they would be fulfilled. But that's not true. God knows that. He knows if you were going to be fulfilled, if you were the type of person that would be satisfied, you'd be satisfied where you are. That was one of the hardest, most serious, most important critical lessons to my life that I had to learn, is that in order for God to take me to a higher, bigger, better, greater, and more, I had to be satisfied with where I was. Not just okay with it, like many of us. Not just tolerate it. Okay, God. Okay, God, this is where you got me now. Okay. I don't like it, but okay. Well, you know, that's like what children do, like what little kids do. And we are his dear children, no doubt, which is why he accepts us and loves us and knows how to wait on us. And you know, God's very patient. Oh, yeah, God waits on us. Oh, yeah, we need to be waiting on him more, but God waits on us because he's patient and loving. He waits until we get it together. So, number five, you want to learn to be content. You have to learn that. You see, we would teach our little children how to be content by the way we chastise them and the way we teach them different things and the experience that we give them. They learn to be content when we don't give them everything right away. And when we don't give them something, and they, you know, get upset about it or what have you, we work with them and we teach them and we train them. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. But if that didn't happen for you, now it's your job to train yourself. God has given you every tool, every strategy that you need to train yourself. We call it self-development. We call it working on yourself, things like that. But you have the tools to do it. We're talking this morning about the 8 keys to living fulfilled. That was number 5. Number 6, work on becoming, not just work on doing things. You know, sometimes we could get caught up in just doing this, doing. But what we ought to be doing is working on becoming a man or woman of God, becoming a person of love and encouragement. Some of us need to work on that. You ever been around people, they never say an encouraging word. They never say an empowering word. Everything out of their mouth, discouraging, empowering, and negative. But we have to work on becoming the person that you long to be. If you want to be a person that's always encouraging others, then start doing it. Don't do the opposite of what you're trying to become. You have to work on, you have to be the thing that you want to see in your life. I love when people are at work and they talk about the type of leader that they don't have or the type of manager that they don't have or wish they have. Well, then you be it. Be the thing that you want to see and you'll become it. You know, you want to, oh, I wish people would be this, this, and that. Well, you be it. Spend time being that, and you will truly be fulfilled. You will be so fulfilled that you will have utter peace, that you will bear fruit. A lot of people can look at their lives and see that there's no fruit on the tree. We ought to be bearing fruit. We're not living fulfilled just for the sake of living fulfilled. That's not the purpose. That would be no purpose. We're living fulfilled lives to bear fruit. That's our ultimate goal, is to be fruit-bearing. We're like trees. You know, God said that know, we're just a branch in the vine. He's true vine. We're just a branch. Branches bear fruit. They bear leaves. They bear something. And we have to bear something if we want to really live fulfilled. I mean, living fulfilled is like you're just excited about life, you know, when you're living fulfilled. And I guarantee you that if you practice these eight things, you will see. It may not happen overnight. You know, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit or to make lasting change. Just 21 days. Just do it for 21 days. Get up 10 minutes early. Get your journal out and make notes about how your life is changing, how your thoughts are changing, how your mind is changing, how your feelings are changing. Remember when we used to get so upset at things people did to us? We felt some type of way, and all of a sudden now you're no longer doing that? That's change. And those things you want to record so you can remember them. So the days, when the days come upon you, that you get weary. Remember, you don't want to faint. You can look back over this journal. Okay, I have just two more. Number seven, build solid relationships. Build solid relationships. What that means is be aware of how you treat people. It may not be a constant, steady relationship. I run into people I haven't seen in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But when I run into those people, it's a good meeting. It's a good reconnection. That's because the relationship from the start was built solid. Build solid relationships with people. How? By being genuine. When we're genuine, people can accept that. Be genuine. Be trustworthy. Be true to what you say. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We're all striving for perfection. We're not perfect, but we can be genuine. We can be trusting. And we can be true. Build solid relationships. And number eight, the eight keys to living a fulfilled life is having faith in God. You must have faith bigger than yourself, outside of you. There's no possible way a person should be walking around today believing that they did everything and that they can do anything all by themselves. That's crazy. That's just crazy. You're insane if that's your case. Yes, I said it. You're insane if you think you did everything and you could do anything by yourself. It's not true. You need the Creator. Hello, Creator. The one who created you. The one who created you. You need Him. You need His guidance. You need Him to be there when nobody else is there. If you have not had a moment in your life or a time period where you were alone, get ready, it's coming. Every one of us, each and every one of us, must go through its process of life. Easy on yourself by recognizing this early. So, eight keys to living fulfilled are, number one, allow God to fill you up. That means spend time with Him on a daily basis. You know, this world can run you dry, can run you on empty. Stay connected to the gas station. It's like filling up your car. Allow God to fulfill you. Know who you really are. Discover your purpose. Relish the moment. Work on becoming what you are doing. Work on becoming what you are doing. Build solid relationships and have faith in God. Then, and only then, will you live a truly fulfilled life. You'll be complete. Running properly, will be grateful, and ultimately, you will bear fruit. That's the key. You will be developing not only yourself, but the people around you. It's been a great show. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, you have about 2 seconds. If you are, I see a couple of people have their hands up from the 386 area code, 386479. Did you have a comment or a question? Okay. No. Sometimes I know people hit. Yes, go ahead. No.
Okay. I don't know if I have enough time, but I just wanted to say thank you for sharing the 8 Keys to Living Fulfilled Life. And this is, again, Daya Debbie Doolin.
Okay. Great. I thought it was someone else. I know there was another caller with the same area code, 386-522. 386-522. Did you have a comment or a question today? 532. I'm sorry. 386-532. Okay, I just didn't want to miss anybody or leave anybody out. Okay, 908 has a comment or a question. Okay, 908. Yes.
Good morning, Minister Lisa.
Good morning, Minister. How are you, Minister?
I am fine. We're missing you in Jersey.
Well, guess what? I will be back really soon.
Good. I just want to let you know the 8 keys you gave this morning. Oh, I can't wait to get the book because those are some of the same things I'm already working on. And for those who are listening, you know, you got to get this book. You have to get this book. And just start following those 8 keys because I'm telling you, it really works. I'm doing some of them as, you know, we're already speaking before you even gave them out. And those things really, really work. And you have to apply those things to your life in order to get where you're trying to go. Because without God and knowing who you are and discovering your purpose and enjoying life and you know, all those little things that you gave, you know, we're not living a fulfilled life.
Okay, so we're already on one accord. So you're saying you were already working on it.
Yes, beginning of the year, I have been, those are the things I've been, like, asking God to do. You know, it's just, right now I'm just in the process of knowing who I am and walking in my purpose and just allowing God to just do, you know, whatever it is that he needs to do on me. So I can't wait.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know what? That's why I'm doing the show here from Cincinnati, and we're going to hit the road shortly. So we will definitely look forward to meeting up with you very, very, very soon, Minister Pat.
You will, you will. So everybody, enjoy your day. I'm free today, so I'm going to enjoy the moment.
Okay, well, wonderful, wonderful. And I will definitely call you a little later.
Okay.
All right, so everybody, back here tomorrow, Tuesday. Tuesdays is our day to have a special guest. Wednesday, we have Mr. Percy Walker on the midweek motivation. Mm-hmm. Thursday, we do the wisdom keys. And Friday, we do the empowerment principle, our key. We're on number four, for empowerment. So anyway, take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.